I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parc.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Aaron Hood. I'm 49 years old, and I'm talking with Gabe Wolken, who is a collaborator of mine on a number of different research projects.
My name is Gabriel Wolken. I'm age 45, and I'm speaking with Aaron Hood, who is a collaborator of mine. So Aaron, welcome to University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Thank you. I was shocked to find when I got in this afternoon that it was warmer here in Fairbanks than it was in Juneau this morning when I took off.
Yeah, that's not uncommon, it seems. This year we've had at least 4 rain on snow events. This is the new normal.
Yeah.
We skate ski in January now.
Yeah, we can relate down in Juneau that our ski area opening was this weekend. It was the first time the area was open, and we've had the same thing, just a lot of rain on snow this year, and every time we built up a snowpack, it started dumping rain and resetting the whole ski area back down to the bushes again. So it's taken a long time to get it open.
But the avalanche danger is reduced as well, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's the silver lining, I guess. There's a few things. When we get low snow years, the deer do very well. So people that hunt really like that. The skiing is not good. It's definitely not good for the glaciers. And then it is good for the avalanche danger. And as you know, we have probably the highest urban avalanche danger of anywhere in the United States. I'm actually teaching a snow hydrology, an upper division undergraduate level class in snow hydrology. And the students, we have all these outdoor labs where we're supposed to be digging snow pits and looking at stratigraphy and doing avalanche tests. And I had to cancel the first lab because there was nowhere to go dig a snow pit unless we were going to, hike all 15 people up to the top of a mountain, which is going to extend well beyond our lab period. So it's been a challenge just trying to get out and teach students about what's going on with the snowpack when it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, we really need to have a better understanding of the avalanche hazards in the Juneau area. Beyond that, there are the few roads that actually come in and out of Juneau. There are multiple avalanche hazards along those corridors, as well as threats to the power lines that provide electricity to the community. So what we're trying to do is get enough interest to do some up-to-date studies on some of the avalanche hazards in the area so that we can at least predict some of the potential release areas. It's kind of hard to get these things funded.
Yeah.
And part of that is because there's so much variability in snow amounts from year to year. And when the snow accumulation is high, people are interested in it. When there's a lot of avalanches, people are interested in it. And when there's not, there's little interest.
The interest dries up very rapidly.
Yeah. And I think it wasn't too long ago in Juneau in particular where some of these avalanches that came down took out some of the transmission lines and caused some huge issues for the communities, not to mention for the company that provides power for the area. And some of the city of Juneau land holdings are in direct avalanche paths. And so I think it's really something that we need to look at.
It's a huge issue. There are neighborhoods and areas in Juneau that are beneath these avalanche paths. So it's not just an infrastructure issue, it's also very much a life and property issue. The hydroelectric facility, Snettisham, is down south of town, and so the power lines run right along the Stevens Passage, so kind of along the edge of this fjord, and there's all these steep chutes coming down, and it would have been April 2008, they got those big sort of end of winter, spring releases and just destroyed several of the towers. Electricity was completely cut off. The city went entirely to diesel generators. We were on our own grid. We're not interconnected to any larger grid. And it was actually a very interesting experiment because the price of electricity went up 500% in one day.
Wow.
And so we went from 11 cents a kilowatt hour to 55 cents a kilowatt hour. It was really nice, I thought, because every place was pretty dimly lit. And as a community, we cut our power usage by about 50% over the course of a couple weeks where they're repairing these power lines. And really, I don't think anyone would say that they were particularly inconvenienced. The reason I remember the date so well was actually that our middle daughter was born right before the avalanche, probably 2 days before. And we did the birth at home, and so we had a tub, and I had to heat this tub, and I had to heat the house up, so everything was just right. And then the avalanche happened, and the price of electricity went up, and they said, well, we're just going to charge your whole power bill the new price. And I said, wait a second. So I called them, and I said, you can't do that, because I used the most electricity that I've ever used in my life over the last 2 days, and a bunch of other people complained. So you can't backdate the power. We got that done before the avalanche. And so they agreed, okay, we won't start it until afterward. And then they fixed it. They switched the hydroelectric back on. The price dropped back down, and the electricity use went right up, pretty similar to where it was.
Thanks very much for the conversation, Aaron. It's great to chat with you.
Thanks. It was great talking to you about this, and I look forward to hopefully working with you on some of these things in Juneau in the near future.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.